disconnecting is also self-care. Why taking breaks from your phone is gaining traction. We live connected. From the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, our phones are present in almost everything. Work, entertainment, communication, routines. And although this constant connection has its benefits, it can also take a toll. More and more people are looking for something simple yet powerful. Taking breaks. Not to disappear, but to feel better. What is digital detox today? When people talk about digital detox, many think of quitting their phone or disappearing from social media. But today the concept has evolved. It's not about extremes. It's about creating a more conscious relationship with technology. It's not about disappearing. Doing a digital detox doesn't mean deleting apps or disconnecting completely. Digital technology is part of daily life, and in many cases, it's necessary. The current focus is more realistic, staying connected, but with greater control over how you use your time. It's about creating screen-free moments. Rather than counting hours, it's about reclaiming spaces in your day where you don't need to be connected. For example, eating without your phone, starting your morning without checking social media, taking a screen-free break, having a more relaxed bedtime routine. Small changes that help reduce overstimulation and make you feel more present. It's intentional, not extreme. There are no rigid rules. The difference lies in intention. Ask yourself, do I need to be connected right now? Is this adding to or draining me? An effective digital detox doesn't seek perfection, but balance. Signs you might need a break. Sometimes your body and mind will tell you before you do. Common signs: you feel tired after spending time on social media. You struggle to concentrate. You check your phone constantly without realizing it. You feel anxious or compare yourself to others when consuming content. You struggle to disconnect before bed. It's not about eliminating your phone, but about noticing how it's affecting you. What you can gain from disconnecting a bit. Taking digital breaks, even short ones, can have a real impact on your well-being. Greater mental clarity. Better sleep quality. Increased focus on your activities. Improved mood. Greater connection with your surroundings and others. Subtle yet cumulative changes. How to start without complicating things. You don't need to make drastic changes. Start with simple adjustments. Define phone-free moments. For example, upon waking or before bed. Avoid using your phone while eating. Silence unnecessary notifications. Leave your phone outside your bedroom at night, if possible. Replace screen time with simple activities. Reading, walking, conversing. The goal is not to do it perfectly, but to make it sustainable. More than disconnecting, it's reconnecting. The objective is not to distance yourself from the digital world, but to find a balance that works for you. In the midst of notifications, content, and stimuli, taking a break can be a way to reconnect with yourself, your time, attention, and well-being. Because taking care of yourself can also look like this: closing an app, breathing, and being present.